Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Marty Smith Show, and as everyone knows, we have breaking news with the Russia probe and the unsealed indictment of Paul Manafort and his business associate Gates. But we also have a conviction right out the gate, right out the box. Special Counsel Bob Mueller isn't going anywhere, folks. We're going to try to start from the beginning at 4 this morning.
In the East, it is 3 a.m. in Houston, where the Astros have won a wild Game 5 of the World Series.
That is the wildest we've ever seen, my
friend. Talk about that in a moment. This morning, they're watching him on edge, waiting for possible arrest in Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. CNN was first to report on Friday that a federal grand jury has approved the first charges in the Russia investigation. That indictment is still sealed. We don't know what those charges are. We don't know who they target.
Special counsel's team has examined foreign lobbying by former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort and former national security advisor Michael Flynn. They're also looking at whether the president's firing of FBI Director James Comey amounted to obstruction of justice.
Many are wondering whether the president might pardon some or all of Mueller's targets, or whether he might fire Mueller himself. This, as the Wall Street Journal editorial board calls on Mueller to resign.
Meantime, some Republican leaders say the Trump administration should let the Mueller probe take its course, and those targeted by the special counsel should take it seriously. Anybody who's been advised by the special counsel's office that they're a target in the investigation, which I'm sure he has done to those people who are, should be concerned. I would encourage my Republican friends, give the guy a chance to do his job. The result will be known by the facts, by what he uncovers. The personalities involved are much less important to me than the underlying facts. So I would say give the guy a chance to do his job. All right, we get the latest now from CNN Crime and Justice reporter Shimon Prospect.
Dave and Christine, we expect to learn later today what charges were filed in connection with the special counsel investigation once a federal judge unsealed the indictment. A federal grand jury, as we reported on Friday, has approved these charges in special counsel Robert Mueller's probe. But the charges are sealed, so we don't yet know who will be charged. We've been told that the expectation is that it was going to happen Monday. Now, anyone who is facing the charges will be arrested and taken into custody by FBI agents, and at some point will face a judge here in Washington, D.C. Now, this indictment, once it's unsealed, will give us a window into some of what the special counsel has been looking at and how it potentially relates to the Russia investigation. Dave, Christine.
All right, Shimon, thank you for that this morning. President Trump apparently frustrated by the news about the Russia probe looming over the whole weekend. No surprise, he's been pushing back hard, taking aim at Hillary Clinton on Twitter.
Quote, never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concerning the lack of investigation on the Clinton-made fake dossier, now $12 million. Now, that's a reference to the speculation on the cost of the dossier. Uranium to Russia deal, the 33,000-plus deleted emails, the Comey fix, and so much more. Instead, they look at phony Trump-Russia collusion, which doesn't exist. Dems are using this terrible and bad for our country witch hunt for evil politics. But the R's, Republicans, are now fighting back like never before. There is so much guilt by Democrats / Clinton, and now the facts are out. Do something. That's a lot. More now from CNN's Boris Sanchez at the White House. David, Christine, no public events for the White House on Sunday. However, the president was very active on Twitter, fired up over what he calls a lack of investigations into Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. In a series of tweets, he specifically cites several allegations that he's made in the past about Clinton, including about that now infamous dossier that was put together by Fusion GPS, the company that at one point was hired by the Clinton campaign to produce opposition research against then-candidate Trump. He also mentions this uranium deal, the allegation that Hillary Clinton, as Secretary of State, took bribes from Russian officials in order to give them a more favorable deal for uranium. We'll get a chance to ask Ty Cobb, a White House attorney, about the president's tweets and whether or not they were coming because of the recent news in Robert Mueller's Russia probe. Ty Cobb denied that, saying that the president's statements had nothing to do with that, but it's difficult to imagine that these investigations are not on the president's mind. He's clearly unhappy about being investigated, officials in his campaign being investigated for allegedly colluding with Russians to help the Trump camp win the 2016 election. The interesting thing about this is the timing. He's attacking an opponent that he defeated almost 12 months ago, David and Christine.
All right, Boris, thank you for that. The House Intelligence Committee now awaiting a financial records of Fusion GPS, the research firm behind the dossier containing those allegations about President Trump. Fusion and the committee reached a confidential agreement over the weekend. The deal sets the terms for a subpoena of Fusion's records.
Comes amid revelations that the law firm representing the Clinton campaign and the DNC and the conservative Washington Street Beacon news site both paid Fusion to conduct research on then-candidate Trump. Separately on Capitol Hill, Facebook, Twitter, and Google all preparing for hearings tomorrow. Lawmakers want to know exactly how Russia exploited the web giants during last year's election.
This week, tax reform gets real. On Wednesday, the House GOP finally unveils its bill tax writers have already backed off one of their most controversial proposals, a full repeal of the state and local tax deduction. Instead, the bill will now allow a deduction for property taxes. Now, this concession to lawmakers in high-tax states, you know, like New York, Connecticut, New Jersey, Illinois, California.
I'm Bill Hammer. Hope you had a great Halloween weekend. Welcome to a brand new hour here. How are you doing?
Welcome to Monday. I'm all changing at this hour. I'm Sandra Smith. Good morning to you, Bill. After months of working in the shadows, Mueller could be putting his cards on the table. About 1 hour ago, Paul Manafort was seen leaving his home and entering the FBI field office. There are lots of different reports swirling at this hour. The Wall Street Journal says charges have been filed against he and former business associate Rick Gates. And as we wait to learn more, many Republicans say the continued leaks in this story are highly problematic. Here's Congressman Trey Gowdy.
So we don't know who's being charged. We don't know what they're being charged for. We don't know the time period. I will tell you this. The only conversation I've had with Robert Mueller, it was stressing to him the importance of cutting out the leaks with respect to serious investigations. So it is kind of ironic that the people charged with investigating the law and executing the law would violate the law. And make no mistake, disclosing grand jury material is a violation of the law.
White House correspondent Kevin Cork is live on the North Lawn. Kevin, good morning.
Boy, what a Monday morning. We are off to a very busy week here at the White House. As you pointed out, Paul Manafort did surrender to authorities this morning. He has long been a target of the Mueller investigation. Now, in case you don't know, Manafort's actually a very powerful lobbyist here in Washington. And other reports suggest that Rick Gates, his longtime business associate, will also turn himself in today. The investigation, Sandra, we believe, is focusing on a number of suspicious wire transfers to an entity in Cyprus. Again, though, an indictment is just that. The prosecutors think they have the good for conviction. Defense attorneys, however, now get a chance to see exactly what they have in their hands to play. But if this is focused on business dealing and not the Trump campaign specifically, some speculation about so-called collusion could dry it up. Now, the president hasn't made any comments about this morning. We have not heard back from the White House despite an opportunity to get them to comment on this. But the president was very busy over the weekend tweeting lots about this. He said, never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concerning the lack of investigation on Clinton's made fake dossier, now $12 million. He continues, this is a bit of a stream here, the uranium to Russia deal, the 33,000-plus deleted emails, the Comey fix, and so much more. Instead, they look at phony Trump-Russia collusion, which doesn't exist. Then they're using this terrible and bad for our country witch hunt for evil politics, but the Republicans are now fighting back like never before. There is so much guilt by Democrats, Clinton, and now the facts are pouring out due something. Well, something is certainly being done about the Russia probe. As it relates to that man there, Robert Mueller, Republicans, as you saw Trey Gowdy mention, are very concerned about the consistent leak. Now, earlier today on Fox News, we had a chance to hear from senior counselor Kellyanne Conway. She laid out the president's view, even as the speculation in Washington reaches a fever pitch.
The president said from the beginning people are cooperating and that he just thinks it's an entire hoax. I want to just tell you that the president continues to focus on what matters to people, though. Just look at last week. Last week was a tremendously successful week for this president. That's why people aren't focused on it. That's why they're focused on the Mueller's investigation this morning.
Yes, they're focused on the investigation, but this is a week where the White House really wants to drive the conversation, Sandra, in a different direction. We've got taxes coming up. You're talking about a foreign trip, 12 days, to say nothing of the fact that the president is expected to name his new Fed chair as well. So this is a very unfortunate, at least politically speaking, circumstance, one that could get a lot tougher for this White House, depending on where the investigation goes from here, Sandra.
Well, what a morning. Kevin Cork, thank you.
Let's analyze all this now based on what we think we know. Barbara Yorkshire, local respondent, Washington Examiner, and a Fox News contributor, Byron, good day to you. We have a number of questions now, okay? We'll take a step of time, and we'll report what we can at the moment. If the indictment is beneficial and has not been just yet, this would be the one anticipated indictment that people have thought would happen for some time. Did you agree with that?
Absolutely. This was expected. I think over the past several months,
if you ask anybody who is following this Mueller investigation closely, the one thing they all agreed would probably happen would be that Paul Manafort would be indicted. And as a matter of fact, over those months, a number of people in Trump world have told me that they expected Manafort to be indicted. So that fact is just not a surprise.
Okay, now as we wait on more on that, we have to figure out what he's indicted for. Now, we also have to figure out whether this happened during the time that he worked for Donald Trump or prior to. Give us some background on what Paul Manafort did.
Let us take a break at the Marty Smith Show.
Ooh, ooh, love.
from the Russian meddling investigation by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, but we just learned that someone else, which would mean a third person, has now already pleaded guilty to something connected with this. Let's get right to CNN Justice correspondent Evan Perez. Evan, what do we know? What's going on here?
Well, Don, now we have information on George Papadopoulos, who, it turns out, according to the document that was just released by the Special Counsel's Office, pleaded guilty back on October 3rd to lying to the FBI. Now, the importance of this is that now we have the first indictment from Mueller that has been to the 2016 presidential campaign. George Papadopoulos admits now to the FBI that he lied when he was first asked about his contact with people in Russia, with people who are close to the Russian government. In particular, there were some conversations back in March of 2016, shortly after he had joined the Trump campaign, and he was in contact with a professor from Russia who, according to the FBI, has close ties with the Russian government. And according to this information that he now admits, he says that this meeting was about promises from the Russian government to possessing dirt on Hillary Clinton, in particular, about thousands of emails that they said they had. Now, again, this professor, who is not named in these documents, was in touch with George Papadopoulos shortly before he became shortly after he joined the Trump campaign as a foreign policy advisor. And that timing is important because it says, according to the documents, that the Russians knew and they were trying to use his connections to the Trump campaign in order to try to get access to the campaign. There's also a mention of contacts and communications with a woman also who was connected to the Russian government. Again, this, so the whole purpose of this was trying to make inroads. The Russian government was trying to make inroads to the Trump campaign, and it appears they were trying to use George Papadopoulos to do that. Again, he is a former foreign policy advisor to the Trump campaign, and he pleaded guilty on October 3rd to giving false statements to the FBI.
Okay, Evan Perez, with more breaking news for us this morning outside of the courthouse, we're waiting for Manafort and Gates. Let's talk more about this. Our senior legal analyst, Jeffrey Toobin, is back. CNN chief political analyst, Lawyer Borger, is also here. Okay, so President Trump, according to the Washington Post, called this man Papadopoulos an energy consultant and, quote, an excellent guy. This is also a guy who at least six times, according to the Washington Post, tried to set up meetings between top campaign officials on the Trump team and Russians. And now he has admitted, according to reporting, and of course, to what we have here, the paperwork, that he lied about the timing, the extent, and the nature of his relationship and interactions with certain foreign national governments with close connections to senior Russian officials. Thank you.
About the indictments and the guilty plea.
Well, I spoke to the president, but I'm obviously not going to discuss what my discussions with the president were. What I will tell you is that in reviewing the indictment first, as it relates to the situation for Paul Manafort and Richard Gates, that when you read the indictment, and you've been covering this this morning and this afternoon, this is not involving the campaign or campaign activity. So in looking at this, looks like it was, activity. Again, these are allegations going back to as far back as 2006, so almost a decade ago, a little over a decade ago. So as it relates to the campaign or campaign activity, there's nothing in the
Manafort. I just want to point out, if you read the indictment involving Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, it does say they were looking into activity that they had during the campaign when he was a campaign chairman, and Rick Gates worked for him. He was a deputy to the campaign chairman, so they're looking at that as well.
Well, they're looking, but the allegations in the indictment, though, are focused on their business activities, not campaign activities, not campaign events. So, again, yes, there was an overlap in as far as the time frame goes. They were obviously still doing their business that they had at that time and their representations. But if you look at the actual charges that have been leveled. I mean, this is an indictment now. The charges that have been leveled will focus in on FARA registration, tax evasion, money laundering. I mean, these are serious charges. I mean,
yeah.
No question.
But also,
they're not charges that involve the campaign. representations. But if you look at the actual charges that have been leveled, I mean, this is an indictment now. The charges that have been leveled will focus in on terror registration, tax evasion, money laundering. These are serious charges. I mean,
yeah.
No question. But
also,
but they're not charges that involve the campaign. Yeah.
Well, one of the charges potentially could involve the campaign, and that's perjury, lying while he was involved in the campaign.
Well, look, perjury, the 1001 charges, it's called 18 U.S.C. 1001, which is what George Papadopoulos ended up pleading guilty to. It, again, doesn't mean it was a campaign activity. It means you were asked something and you gave the agent a false statement. You made a, that's what it is, it's a false statement charge. So based on the indictment and the information that's contained in the indictment, it doesn't mean that it was campaign activity or campaign involvement. It was just that there was an incorrect statement. Nothing doesn't mean there was any illegality. It's often the case, and you know this, that it's not the underlying activity. It's the misstatement to the agent or the officer here. Yeah.
Let's talk about George Papadopoulos, who's now pled guilty. He was arrested over the summer. How worried are you that his involvement in the campaign, working with national security advisors, to the then candidate Donald Trump, and also establishing these contacts with Russians who had information, supposedly dirt, on Hillary Clinton, that could set the stage for what the special counsel Robert Mueller is looking into, possible collusion?
I'm not concerned about it because the if you look at what, again, George Papadopoulos' plea is, what the actual plea that he entered into was, again, a false statement about a timing as to when he talked to somebody about Russian activities. It wasn't, by the way, these weren't activities that were illegal. It wasn't the conversation that they had. There's nothing in there that says that conversation was illegal or inappropriate or whatever it might have been. You look at what he said to the agent, and evidently, and again, I don't represent Mr. Papadopoulos, but his statements that he made to the agent that they're saying that he's challenging the
As far as you know, the contacts he had while he was a national security advisor to the candidate, Donald Trump, the contacts he had with these Russians were authorized by the campaign.
Now, I don't let me say this. First of all, George Papadopoulos served on a committee. A lot of, as you know, campaigns have committees with various people on it. He was not a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. He was on a committee.
But his contacts were authorized by senior advisors, according to the affidavit.
Yeah, according to the affidavit. So here's what that is, in and of itself, a conversation that someone would have regarding a foreign government, whether it was Great Britain, Russia, or anybody else. Those are not illegal activities. I mean, that's not an inappropriate activity. I mean, it's again, where did he get in trouble? Was it the call that he made to the professor? No, that was the Russian professor. No, that wasn't what got him in trouble. That's not where the crime was. The crime was lying.
The crime was lying to the FBI.
Because this is a guilty plea coming out of the Trump campaign directly. I mean, the president, tweeted earlier this morning that Manafort's, alleged financial crimes took place before he was involved with the Trump campaign. That's incorrect. In fact, they are alleged to have continued while he was with the Trump campaign. But they are financial crimes not directly related to the Trump campaign. This is a felony guilty plea about activities in the Trump campaign regarding Russia. So this goes directly to Mueller's mandate to investigate collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. I mean, and we're going to have to parse exactly what he pleaded guilty to, but it was related to the Trump campaign and Russia. I mean, that's what it was about.
All right, Gloria Forger, I want to bring you into this. The White House, I don't know if they had this information when they started the spin this morning about Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, that they weren't, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, what they will say is that Paul Manafort turned down all these meetings and that these meetings were offered by Papadopoulos, but that it never amounted to anything. So I'm just saying in advance, that's what they're going to say.
And again, you have much more on the disposition inside the West Wing this morning, what the president is saying about this, how he feels about it, and what he might say publicly beyond these tweets saying, you know, what Paul Manafort did 1.5 million years ago doesn't relate to me.
Right, and I think my reporting shows that what the president tweets is what he's probably going to say. I spoke with somebody close to the president who said that the president has been briefed fully on the charges this morning, and the source said that the president could say later, and this was, of course, before the tweet, that he feels badly for Paul Manafort, but that this has absolutely nothing to do with the campaign. And the source also downplayed these charges as what has been predicted. I said that it goes back years, as Donald Trump just tweeted, and said that it's completely unrelated to Donald Trump.
So the president's part two of his tweet this morning is simply also there is no collusion. This is someone who, in March of last year, Jeffrey Toobin, George Papadopoulos, there are two separate things this morning. There are charges, really serious, a dozen charges against two people, Gates and Manafort. And then there is a guilty plea from someone who the president described 1 year ago as a member of his foreign policy team, an energy consultant, and an excellent guy.
It's very significant. Also, just from Mueller's perspective, it is significant that he has a guilty plea. I mean, you know, the fact that a prosecutor is working without having won any cases is something prosecutors worry about. Mueller doesn't have to worry about that anymore because he has now won guilty plea. And as well as an indictment against two others.
Look, I find it very curious that we're learning this information about this Papadopoulos thing today. Obviously, this article was unsealed, and it is wildly different than the financial crimes with Paul Manafort and Rick Gates. It makes me wonder, are there more out there? Or is this everything at once, and there's nothing else? Have they made determinations on other people who've come in that they have been truthful? It's something I'm very curious about. Gloria, I want to bring in the idea of what the administration will do in regards to Robert Mueller, because since CNN broke the story that indictments were coming, and this is a clean break, by the way, on Friday, all weekend there was speculation that Donald Trump, will he now push to fire Robert Mueller? Republicans, you know, have been criticizing Robert Mueller. Mm-hmm. Do you expect any movement on that front?
Well, at this point, I really don't. I think the White House attorneys, from my reporting, are going to maintain that they're cooperating with Mueller fully, that Manafort is a separate case. And as you know, the president has drawn the red line, and you guys have been talking about this all morning, about his own financial transactions as part of the Trump Organization. We see here that Mueller has gone back many years in terms of Manafort's finances and this question of money laundering and financial crimes, et cetera. The question is whether Mueller would, in fact, do that with the President of the United States.
Hey! Got to pay back! Revenge! I'm mad! Got to get back! Some get back, payback, payback, that's it, payback, revenge. I'm mad to get down with my girlfriend, that ain't right.
Strong signal today to anyone else who might be coming before that grand jury.
Oh, absolutely. But let's be clear. It's not that Mueller might not be done. Mueller isn't done. He's not close to being done. That we know that just from the Papadopoulos plea agreement. He's specifically saying this is a guy who was potentially interfering with our investigation. We've signed a deal with him so we can continue that investigation. So the notion that this is almost over is purely wishful thinking.
Major news today from Washington. Special Counsel Robert Mueller has sent down two indictments of Paul Manafort and Rick Gates, former campaign manager, former deputy campaign manager of the Trump campaign, also reaches a plea agreement with George Papadopoulos, foreign policy advisor, admitting to contacts with Russians during the campaign and then making false statements about it. We'll have a full wrap-up tonight on World News Tonight with David Muir. Of course, you can get the latest breaking news anytime by downloading the ABC News app and shaking up those breaking news alerts. Happy to
the brother getting ready. That's the bank. Get ready, you mother, for the big payback. Big pay. Let me hit him. Hit him, Fred. Hit him.
administration will do in regards to Robert Mueller. Because since CNN broke the story that indictments were coming, and this is a clean break, by the way, on Friday, all weekend there was speculation that Donald Trump, will he now push to fire Robert Mueller? Republicans, you know, have been criticizing Robert Mueller. Do you expect any movement on that front?
Well, at this point, I really don't. I think the White House attorneys, from my reporting, are going to maintain that they're cooperating with Mueller fully, that Manafort is a separate case. And as you know, the president has drawn the red line, and you guys have been talking about this all morning, about his own financial transactions as part of the Trump Organization. We see here that Mueller has gone back many years in terms of Manafort's finance, money laundering. Whether Mueller would, in fact, do that with the President of the United States. Now, as of last week, and I'm telling you, these things are changing very quickly. As of last week, I was told that they have been given no indication that the President, that Mueller is moving into sort of the financial realm with Trump and affiliates. But first of all, would they know? And secondly, will that have changed? Are things that we need to continue to report?
Okay. Also, Jeffrey Toobin, our film analyst, just tweeted out something that is from not this indictment, a different indictment against Papadopoulos. What we've learned now about this guy who was a foreign, who was a consultant, at least with the Trump campaign on foreign affairs, was apparently arrested July 27th of this year upon his arrival at Dulles International Airport. Following his arrest, the defendant, Papadopoulos, met with government officials on numerous occasions to provide information and answer questions. Now, if this is someone who is helpful to the government, would he still have pled guilty as opposed to lesser charges?
Well, usually the way it works, when someone is cooperating who has some culpability, they have pled guilty, and in return for a suggestion of leniency from prosecutors to the judge when it comes time for sentencing. So it sounds like, based on Phil Mattingly's reporting, that that this was a cooperation agreement, that he pled guilty to this crime, but in hopes of leniency, he has been cooperating along the way, multiple meetings and you know, whether he has anything useful about other criminal activity from other people, we don't know at this point, but obviously he has been cooperating.
I got to say, I want to find out much more about the George Papadopoulos matter, because one of these things is not like the other. Jeffrey Toobin, Gloria Borger, thanks so much for being with us. We are waiting to see Paul Manafort and Rick Gates as they head over to the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. You can see it.
again. Wisdom be leaking out my breakthrough truth. I dominate break loops, giving Mike's ministry cycles. Streets disciple, I rock beats this mega trifle. And groove even smoother than moves by Villanova. You're still a soldier, I'm like Sly Stone and Cobra. Packing like a roster in the weed spot. Vocals are squeezed Glocks and CZs drop, though they need not to sneak. My poetry's deep, I never fell. Nas's rap should be locked in a cell. It ain't hard to tell.
About the timing of it to the agent. So again, you know, I don't represent him, so I don't want to give any kind of statement as to his culpability or knowledge. I'm just telling you from that, from our perspective.
But as far as you know,
private lawyer. Yeah, go ahead.
As far as you know, if a campaign advisor for the candidate, the campaign advisor is trying to get quote dirt on Hillary Clinton from Russians, is there anything wrong with that?
Well, look, it's not illegal to get opposition research. My goodness.
I'm talking about from foreign adversaries of the United States.
Well, I don't know if it was from Russians or Russian adversaries. Or...
I must know. I've got to know. I have the feeling that you want to go. Tell me the truth. Is it over now? Tell me the truth. Do you want her now? Tell me the truth. Do you plan to forget me now? Tell me the truth. I've just got to know. Tell me the truth. I love you so. Tell me the truth. Why should you try to hurt me so? I'll try to hide what's inside of me, what has to be. Just has to be. Friends say to me, she has the key to your heart. Tell me the truth. Is it over now? Do you want her now? Tell me the truth. Do you plan to forget?
But in hopes of leniency, he has been cooperating along the way. Multiple meetings to, and you know, whether he has anything useful about other criminal activity from other people, we don't know at this point, but obviously he has been cooperating. I got to say, I want to find out much more about the George Papadopoulos matter, because one of these things is not like the other. Jeffrey Toobin, Gloria Borger, thanks so much for being with us. We are waiting to see Paul Manafort and Rick Gates as they head over to the federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. You can see the camera set up outside. A 12-count indictment against these two men, now part of three people that we now know have been charged in connection with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
All right, we are back now with even more breaking news this morning. We now learned that a former Trump foreign policy advisor has pled guilty for making false statements to the FBI, and former Trump campaign staffer, the former chair of the campaign, Paul Manafort, and his associate Rick Gates, have been indicted on 12 counts, including conspiracy against the United States. They're being processed at this moment. Joining us now, CNN political commentators Errol Lewis, former Congressman Steve Israel, and former Congressman Jack Kingston. It is nice to have you all here. Errol, to you. Top line thoughts this morning. This is a guilty plea about lying to the FBI from one person who worked on the Trump team. And
that's
this right. is a serious indictment with 12 serious counts against two others.
Very serious stuff. The most recent one is, I think, remarkable because we're talking about false statements that were made after the inauguration. The president, even though he tweeted this just a few minutes ago, can no longer claim this has nothing to do with the administration.
This is the Marty Smith Show.
just found out that CNN and a couple other news organizations have looked it out that Robert Mueller, through his grand jury, intends to
Donald Trump is the most dishonorable and despicable human being to ever serve in the office of the presidency.
Congresswoman Maxine Waters was honored Saturday at the Women's Convention in Detroit, an event dubbed the Reclaiming Our Time after the Congresswoman's famous moment in a hearing this July. And Congresswoman Maxine Waters joins me now for your moment of Maxine. We miss you, Congresswoman.
You're quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile, man. My people been persecuted.
Now for your moment of Maxine. We miss you, Congresswoman. And first of all, how was the convention?
The convention was spectacular. Joy, I think there were over 4,000 women there. It was packed, and the energy was all over the place. Women really.
On the PayPal link in the description box, you can donate any amount that you feel is equivalent.
Moment and hearing this July. And Congresswoman Maxine Waters joins me now for your moment of Maxine. We missed you, Congresswoman. And first of all, how was the convention?
The convention was spectacular. Joy, I think there were over 4,000 women there. It was packed, and the energy was all over the place. Women really showing their power, talking about how